Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. I'm your host, Kevin Bachman. Yes, that Kevin Bachman. What's that? If that's what she's having, make mine half as sweet and twice as thick. We cool? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, say hey to the Chris Alvarado. He who also stings like a bee. What self-defense advice can you offer our lovely listeners?
Headbutt. Immediately. Yes. Nobody's ever expecting it. And you go from the bridge of the nose to their mouth. It's like this. Bah, bah. It's two things. Boom, boom.
To the mouth.
It'll crack the bridge of their nose and it'll crack their front teeth if you follow all the way through with the head. Nobody's expecting it, you know?
Look at Caroline. Jeez.
Caroline, I've been in fights.
And you been headbutted?
No, but my best friend did it to another one of our friends in a Jack-in-the-Box one time. They were arguing over a girl and he went, bah-bah. And then I went into the bathroom and my friend who got hit was over the sink, blood pouring from the bridge of his nose, and his two front teeth were chipped. He had to go to from one hit. Boom, boom. But like nobody saw it coming.
That guy was concussed, whoever hit him with his head.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like a minor concussion.
I think your forehead can crack the bridge of a nose, but the sound is disgusting. So beware.
Sure. Is the sound more disgusting than someone being curbed?
I was thinking that. It sounds like a standing curb stomp.
Probably not more disgusting than a curb.
Oh, and now it's time once again for our weekly entertainment news corner with Craig Kakowski. Kakao?
Kevin, it's mid-August, and the entertainment industry is grinding on. Grinding on without me. Shit's getting made all the time. People are going to Vancouver, the Couve. They're going down to A-Town. They're shooting stuff in the valley and downtown and all over Los Angeles. Mm. And virtually none of it includes me. What's going on, guys? I mean, it's peak TV. And I say this knowing that Alvarado is doing even less than me. So, be cool with where you are in the industry. But you know, there's always somebody who's doing a little less.
Hold on, my fiance Jessica just saw you on her plane ride. She saw you pop up on her monitor. So you are people are seeing you.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Yeah. It's all relative. Matt Damon is saying, wow, Leo got that?
Yep. That's, you know, by the way, you ain't wrong. We should all be shooting White Lotus season 2 at Maui, in Maui at the Four Seasons. I've stayed there, by the way. Not that great, that hotel. They make it look better than it is. Got good work, Mike White. Hey, there's Mark Agliardi.
Where? Zoinks.
Gagsman.
Yep.
Did you ever peer into a neighbor's window as a youngster? That's a yes.
Define youngster. Because I am 42 years young now, and there's a window right behind me, my friend.
Bing bong.
And they're standing out there right now. No, I was never real because we didn't have anybody living behind us where I grew up. It was just we didn't have our neighbors. It just peered off and there weren't windows that aimed to the neighbors on either side, though there was a fence that I would periodically talk to my next door neighbor through, like Wilson, because we went to school together.
Oh,
so
nice.
We saw each other. We didn't have the fence at school. The fence was just at home.
Which made you happier, fence or no fence?
Fence.
Yes, always.
Yeah, there's a little more mystery to the hand gestures that he might be doing.
Well, let's not get into those. Fair. Look, it's Caroline Cotter. Ms. August, what would your talent portion for, let's say, the Miss California pageant be?
That's the nicest thing, first of all, you've ever said to me, calling me Miss August. secondly, I think if I'm in the show, there's already a big problem. You know what I mean? If I've made it so far to be in the talent portion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something I can do on stage. Right? Maybe. Yeah,
technically.
Right? I could try to do a handstand. I can't do it, though. But that's, I think, what I'd give it a good try at. Maybe a cartwheel.
Nothing would make those shows more entertaining
than one of those contestants just trying to do a handstand that they're not great at.
That's well, that's why I think I'd be a great contestant.
Yeah, I vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Last but peel and lather another potato if you think him least. It's Joey Greer. Moisturizing for a friend. Have you ever worked on, have you ever worked on a farm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've worked on many farms.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The farm is what they call a prison yard.
Yep.
So,
let's do a damn show. No, I'm with you. All of our scene suggestions. I mean, I've heard a couple stories of when you did a nickel at Joliet, and it's just not something I want anyone else to hear. Okay? Let me protect you from yourself.
All right. They're funny stories.
Yes. Yes, they are. But they involve things that no one should know. All our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. And contrary to common belief, I'm doing my best. From our patron VIPs, same with you folks. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content, which, by the way, we've recently discussed on how to improve and will be expanding and blowing minds, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via the emails, please try alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
40% down.
Time. Scene one comes from patron VIP Ben Booth, who wrote, "Hi all, I'm taking Chris up on his challenge for simpler scene suggestions. Karma, that's it.
Yes.
Enjoy and keep up the amazing work, Ben."
I don't know, man. I think you got to eat it.
Why? What? Why do I have to eat it?
Well, you hit it with your car.
Yep.
Tommy, so, you okay? Tommy's sick. Tommy's sick just looking at it.
He's making more noise than the fucking deer. But my point is, why do I really have to like take the heart out and eat the heart? I don't have to do that.
No. I think just throw it in the trunk or throw it in the back with Tommy. He'll hold on to it.
Right.
And then, you know, you don't want that on your conscience, man. You don't want to take a life without taking a bite.
Wow. I think I need to remember that. I don't want to take a chance on life without taking a bite.
You don't want to take a life without taking a bite.
They don't take a life without taking a bite.
All right, so let's look this up. Tommy, help us out. Help us out. Let's go. Let's go.
Put it down.
Okay, you know what? We might have to do the heart idea. You might take a bite of the heart.
That's going to make it less light? Or just you want to leave it here?
We'll leave it here, but I think if you just take a bite of it, I think that's enough. Okay. I think it's all right. Okay. Tommy, give us your Bowie knife. All right. Hold on.
Wow. You just did that really easy.
Chest cavity's open.
Yeah.
Okay. Get in there, man. This is your kill.
Okay. Just reach my face in.
No, I was sticking your hand.
Okay, yeah.
Unless you want to bob for apples. Yeah, no, whatever.
I think the hand is better. I'll just reach in.
Tell me what do you think? Okay. Oh, God, I'm getting sick too. Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. Wait. Hold it up to the sky and say something.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that works. That works. Okay, go. Okay, I'll take a bite too.
Here, take a bite too.
All right, Tommy, you're next.
Taking any chances.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Didn't mean to interrupt y'all ladies eating here on the middle of the highway, but my prized pig just ran out of the pen and ran out of here. It's like family, my prized pig. Have you seen my pig?
Pig?
Pig is about the same, about the size of what you're eating right now. And it looks just like that pig. It's got a little dim.
So your pig looks like a deer?
Yeah, my pig looks like a deer. It's what's a prize pig. Don't you understand? It's a prize pig.
Is it a Loki pig with the horns?
Next up in the category of a pig that looks most like another animal.
Earl, I'm so sorry, Earl. Do you mind if...
What? I'm making the announcement.
I know, but do you mind if we pause on this? I'm looking for my prize pig still. I haven't been able to find it.
This is the prestige category at the state fair. A pig that looks most like another animal.
Know me, okay? Don't fuck me on this. Come on. This is my thing, man.
Cletus McClintock has a pig that looks like a pair of mongooses.
McClintock is a goddamn liar. Okay, he just taped a whole bunch of...
I've seen the pig. It looks like a couple of mongooses.
I'm telling you right now, he just taped a whole bunch of geese and then cut off their legs so it made it look like tails.
Well, it's sick. I'm sorry. I believe I heard some commotion over here because you're being broadcast to the rest of the competition right now.
Oh, I got to turn this thing off.
I would just like to bring my pig up for judging since we have a spare time now.
Well, we always take late entries. That is our policy.
I've got the two mongoose. I'm Cleet. You said my fucking name.
Yeah, we know who you are. Yeah, we know who you are.
I know Cletus. But I submitted my fee on time. I made sure to get the early entry to save a couple bucks.
Hi, can I open this trailer? Hi, thank you so much for judging this year, by the way. We're so happy to have you here, and frankly, we're surprised you said yes. It just seems like, I mean, you're such a celebrity. And
I was. Come in.
Oh my God, thank you.
Come in, where's my hospitality? Do you want to try the suit on? Oh. Everybody that comes to the trailer wants to try on the suit.
No, I just actually got to tell you, we're going to bring you out to the competition now. It's about time to judge.
Oh, okay. I should put the suit on then.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Mr. Knievel, we have the extra gasoline canisters you asked for.
Oh, great. Just strap them here to my belt on the suit.
Diane?
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm taking care of Mr. Knievel, so...
Oh, you brought the gasoline canisters? I thought I did that.
No, I didn't. I didn't bring the gas.
No, you didn't.
I don't like fighting in my trailer.
Okay. So sorry, okay. Mr. Knievel.
Okay, so sorry.
You can both be my person, one on either arm.
Okay.
Now carry me down these stairs and off to the judgery. Come on, you can do better than that. What am I, a pig deer?
Oh my God, this is amazing. I mean, last time I was at a state fair, I must have been, oh God, I must have been like,
it was last year.
Oh my gosh, remember, time flies
together. Yeah,
are you guys in line here?
we are.
Okay. Do you know if they're going to sell any food?
We're in line. We don't know.
We don't work here, so okay. You don't have to ask an employee.
We're in line.
That makes sense.
Just a guest just like you, so.
Well, I'm more than a guest, but sure, all right.
What does that mean?
What else would you be?
Pardon me. I had the broccoli.
Broccoli?
Well, again, sorry about that, folks. You inadvertently heard some backstage drama as I left a microphone on, but we are ready to begin.
Earl, hold on, man.
What is it?
Man, just give me a couple minutes, man. I'll be able to find my prize.
Look, I got
to
start this competition. Evil Knievel has a heart out.
Tommy, if you don't take a bite of this deer heart, this whole thing is for naught. I don't care that you have a weak stomach, man. Do you want to have bad luck the rest of your life? Is that what you want? You're engaged, Tommy. Your future is all but set. Take a bite of the fucking deer heart.
Also, Tommy, if I may, it tastes kind of like wet chicken.
It tastes like wet chicken.
Yeah. So give it a shot.
Oh shit. There you go. Wait a second. Look at the tail on this thing. This is a pig.
It's a fucking pig.
Okay, we gotta get it to the fair.
So Clem, you're saying that your pig that looks like a deer was hit by a car. You ran into these guys who were eating your pig, still clinging on to life. You then came back to the fair to tell me about that?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hold the competition.
And you've got to go.
Hold the.
I can't hold the competition anymore. Evil Knievel's a hard out.
Oh, go.
This is this gentleman's pig. We mistakenly hit it, but I think it's still good to go for a competition, if I'm guessing.
Was somebody eating this thing?
I had some of the heart. It tastes like chicken.
We all had some of the heart.
Okay, somehow.
That's Tommy's.
What is that thing?
That is scene one. That's what that is. Oh, fuck. See what happens when you keep it simple, people? Just one word suggestion. Scene two comes from listener Will, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, love the show and just can't get enough of it. Nothing better than looking like a crazy person laughing to myself while walking through the grocery store in Germany." Anywho, scene suggestion. Since most of the suggestions get way too derailed, I remember Kevin once saying place and profession. So, physical therapist in space. Thanks a lot and love, John from Berlin.
Keep it simple.
So I think maybe it's just like the zero gravity,
right,
or something. But I just have had this like awful back pain. So I just need if you can work on that, kind of focus on that area, because I have to get back out there and
that's where I'm focusing.
Connect.
I just need you to keep breathing. the same tool you're using to speak with.
Yeah, I've been breathing this whole time. I'm not like holding my breath or anything. I'm breathing.
You'd be surprised when they talk how it changes the breath flow.
Okay. If you don't want me to talk, you can just ask me not to talk.
I
know it's a little
absolutely
awkward.
Absolutely not saying that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to do some good work here.
Okay.
Captain Mercer to the front bay. Captain Mercer to the front bay.
They want me. So if you can just kind of finish this fast. I know you like to take your time with things, but if you could just kind of speed it up.
I would prefer if you just come back.
What?
Rather than finishing up quickly. I mean,
you already got me naked and oiled me down. I don't like how much. Can you just finish this? I know it's awkward since we broke up.
Right.
Hey, Steve, there's no need to weed whack, dude.
What, man? Look,
it's all rocks.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? This is space, okay? And we do our jobs in space. I was hired here as a landscaper, so I was brought in as a landscaper. I'm going to keep weed. I may have turned it off for a second, but it's probably going to start back up again. Does that.
You have control of that, Steve.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have control of a lot of things, like whether or not to continue this conversation with you.
By the way, I'm happy to hear you, say that we are in space, because we have some people here who are Earthers.
No.
And they're pretending like this is Earth. And I see you with the weed whacker, and it makes me think maybe you're an Earther.
What? An Earther? How dare you?
I'm sorry.
An Earther here, and I'm up in space with you. Look, I came here with a job, and I'm going to do my job right here in space. You don't see people going after the physical therapist they brought to space for some reason.
Every job is space-worthy.
Well, the oxygen level's good on the South Sector. You ever just think like, look, what if Captain Mercer, wasn't captain anymore? Would you want to be captain?
Well, what are you doing? Encouraging an insurrection?
No, come on. This
is just a hypothetical,
yeah,
right?
Hypothetical. I mean, they will cut you open and eat your heart out if you do an insurrection.
Like a pig deer.
Okay. Coffee is ready.
Coffee is ready. That's a go on coffee.
Coffee is pouring.
The cream is low. The cream is low.
Tell me about it. Anyway, but no, just as like a hypothetical, would you be captain? You know,
would I? If I killed Captain Mercer?
Wait.
I'm just
little chippies already. Want a chippy?
I've had too many chippies already, sure? Man. Yeah. I mean, we have enough chippies packed for a 9-month voyage, and you've already eaten like 3 months worth of chippies.
I mean, they're just so good. I mean, they just pop out.
They're good, but they're for the whole crew.
Danger.
What the hell is that?
Danger.
I've never heard that.
Danger.
What does that mean?
Danger.
What's going on?
The cream is low.
Oh, geez, shit.
Okay. Shit. Okay.
Adding cream.
Is it being added right now? Mixing.
Adding cream.
Okay.
Jesus. Man, that was close.
Hey, I just mowed the... Oh, sorry. It's you, Captain Mercer.
Yeah. Can you keep it down? It's just stressing me out.
Well, I got to mow these rocks. These rocks aren't going to mow themselves.
I'm so sorry. I know this was like a favor. I know you're married to my sister.
Oh, Martha.
Just talk to her, okay? Just talk to her. I don't know. I know you're trying to get her attention by mowing these rocks. You're not doing anything other than breaking every single lawnmower that we've brought out for you.
Well, she has broken every single heart in my body, Captain Mercer.
How many do you have?
Well, I did have two, but I was in this contest, so now I'm down to one. Can you talk to her? You're the captain. Can you order her to end this dispute?
Well, I can talk to her. I'm not going to get my shit involved with family things, but can you please just turn that off for a little bit? I'll talk to my sister.
That's a great point, Raj. That's a great point. Who remembers coming to space? So maybe we're still on Earth. Maybe we're in like Burbank or something, or like Toluca Lake in a warehouse.
We're in a soundstage.
A soundstage?
Why don't we just keep going further out further and further to the furthest wall we can find and go beyond that?
All right. Here's your two chippies. Now ration these, okay? Because they do enlarge in your stomach. All right.
Why do you feel you'd have to explain why we should be rationing? We understand the rationing rules. Is there a problem?
No, I just have to say this.
Can I ask you a question? Where do you live?
I live on Moonbase 4.
Moonbase 4.
Moonbase 4.
And where did you, where were you before that?
I was in a tube. I was developing a tube.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever heard of Van Nuys?
That's good.
Yeah, if I remember from the historical records, that was just like a burned out shithole, right?
Well, I mean, some people think it's cheaper and nicer. Anyway. Okay. So, but you have heard of Van Nuys.
Yeah, if I remember from the historical records.
Okay, thank you.
It's a burned out shithole.
Awesome, thank you. I don't think it's that bad. I don't think Van Nuys is that bad.
No, it never was.
It never was.
It never was. No, I think he heard something and he's just repeating.
I mean, you would live in Van Nuys, right? You specifically?
No, I wouldn't. But I have friends, technically, who have and do when it was a thing.
Huh.
Yeah, never thought it was a bad place.
I mean, so you would have lived there?
Sure.
Do I have to call you Captain? Seriously?
No, I mean, you brought it up, so let's just do it and see how that goes. I think it'll be fun.
Okay, what? Captain, what do you want?
Okay, tell her I said that I think she should apologize.
I don't want to do this stupid earwig thing. No, it's fucking dumb.
Just tell her. Please,
I think that she should apologize.
I think that she should apologize.
Okay, I'll do my thing. If you're talking to me all the time in my ear, it's going to be harder for me to do this.
I can't hear you. I'm just making some chippies.
Martha, you got to ration those, Martha. You've had a lot.
It's fine.
Martha.
Tell her they'll make her stomach expand.
I mean, I'll be the first to admit that Captain Mercer is a hell of a pilot. I mean, she knows what she's doing. Yeah. But the odds that on a 15-person crew, they would hire her, her ex, her sister and her sister's ex. There's a lot of drama going on.
I mean, the analytics would have told you not to do that, right? I mean, we have to go through that, like, you know, personality profile to see where we're best aligned with. And we got each other.
Yeah.
We got each other.
So I would kill her. I would kill her.
The chippies are just flying out.
Oh, chippies are flying everywhere.
Quick, eat them, quick.
I'm grabbing as many chippies as I can.
Listen, before we go any further with a debate as to whether or not to have family members and relatives and things on this particular flight, I will remind you all of a fantastic television show in the, I'm going to say, late 1960s called Lost in Space. And on that ship, there were relations.
It's not on the historical record.
What isn't?
Lost in Space?
Okay.
I mean, how important was it really?
Well, first of all, it was an experiment, and it did take place. And
the show was an experiment?
Or is that like a plot point? Because if you're spoiling it for us, I want you to say that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm lonely. I want to bring a family member.
See what I'm saying? People are for this. And I think
what do they do on Lost in Space?
They explore. They explore as a family. They explore as people who have relationships with
each
other.
See, that's another. I wish you would say spoiler alert before you said they have relationships or something, because it's like, now I'm not going to watch it. It's ruined for me.
Okay. All right. Well, getting back to our work here for a moment, as opposed to your entertainment time.
You took us off work by talking about...
You brought it up. You started playing the show behind you.
Yeah, you're the one who said, like, let's stop working for a second. I want to talk about...
entertainment.
Yeah. Okay, now that's he's not a member of the family, that guy right there.
The robot?
The doctor.
Oh, it's a doctor who's a robot.
Well, the robot was a technician, but the doctor fella, he's just like a snidely whiplash evil guy.
Okay.
Are we in a simulation? This is a simulation.
Steve, turn it off.
What? I can't. No, I can't hear you. I can't hear anything right now. I can never hear words again. That's
you gotta
it.
Hear
I'm
me.
Never
you
gonna
hear
words
me.
Again.
You are loved. You're loved.
We need to mow more rocks, Steve.
See? You heard that too, right?
No.
Let's mow more rocks.
You guys can't hear. Hold on a second. Who have I been taking my orders to mow these rocks from?
They're doubting your power, Steve.
Oh no, they're doubting my power.
Steve, have you left this area recently?
This particular no. Look at these rocks.
Where are you?
Why
getting
would
your
I leave
oil?
Before where, I was done?
Where are you getting your oil gas solution
for the weed whacker?
Yeah.
This is all a stimulation. Sorry.
This. Oh God! Oh God!
Why are you getting
this? This is all a stimulation.
Jesus Christ!
This is a stimulation.
Your heart is a moon rock.
Oh my God, all those jibbies. Holy shit. Oh, fuck.
Hang in there, man.
Hang in there. Do me a favor, would you? I don't think I want to make it. I don't think I want to make it out of this.
You ate 6 months of chippies in 15 minutes.
Dare me to eat more?
Oh, please don't. Don't eat more.
Captain.
Yes.
We're all here because we are not convinced that we are in space. And as a form of protest, we're all going to remove these helmets to prove to everybody here that we're probably on a back lot off the 101.
You are not. The 101 doesn't have the kind of capacity to get this. You can take your helmet off in here in the spaceship. We're in a spaceship. It's safe. If you take your helmet off in space, you're going to die.
We're going to prove that theory right now. We're going to test that theory. Pardon
Let's go.
Let's
guys,
go.
Guys, please don't do that.
Solidarity.
Everyone together.
Guys, please, no.
It's a simulation.
God damn it. That's what I said. Don't take off.
Are you feeling stimulated yet?
Hello? Can anyone else hear? Am I the only one alive?
Captain Mercer, are you stimulated?
Yes. I'm always, peeking. You know what I mean? I'm always close to it. I'm always ready to go. I'm always stimulated.
That's why you're so effective at what you do.
Thank you. Where is this voice coming from?
I'm the central computer of the stimulation.
Okay.
Mr. Long Musk, but we're going to have to cancel the space program. It looks like there was a horrific accident.
Why is that?
There was a horrific accident.
Define horrific.
Oh, shit. I never had to define horrific.
One person's horrific is another person's Sunday afternoon. You tell me what you're considering to be horrific. Just report the facts, son. Don't be nervous.
What's horrific is that we potentially lost $2.2 trillion. That's what's horrific.
Okay. How did we potentially
loss of life? 50 people.
Oh, so the families of 50 people are going to sue us and you've already...
No. I just meant like the I assumed you meant the horrific part was the money, not the loss of life.
Okay, so you've made some assumptions here and all I've asked was for reports.
Of course.
50 people have died. Is that what you told me?
Yeah.
And were they killed?
They killed themselves.
Keep going.
They
took their masks off, then space, and their head exploded. Total recall. Okay. Total recall.
This is my idea of a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
I've made my point.
Yes.
What else can I get you? Don't tell me that everyone needs more chippies.
No. I'll take a number two. Okay. No fries. Right. Large Sprite.
Large?
And, order up! Yeah, large, please. And get that on a sesame bun, please, as well.
You want the... Okay. Sesame bun.
Yeah.
End of simulation. Wake up, Mr. Musk.
Ew.
How did that feel, Mr. Musk?
Well, it felt okay, but I can't.
Mr. Musk, I'm just going to be out here mowing these rocks.
All right.
Mr. Musk, just continue to speak to the computer. I'm just a nurse here. I'll be cleaning up your lap.
Okay, yes. Please clean up.
Hey, George, did you say ew or disgusting with the patient?
The patient? Elama? Yeah,
I said, look, ew. We're professionals here. Don't do that. You're a nurse.
Dude, I'm talking.
Dude, I'm a doctor. George, my God, okay? Just because you're my younger brother doesn't mean you get to talk to me like that, okay?
Fuck off, dude. What? You came everywhere.
Stop,
you came
man.
Everywhere.
Dude. You're not going to stab me with that pen. Put it back, all right?
Yeah, well.
Put it down. George.
What are you guys talking about there? The patient in tank five?
Yeah, we're talking about the patient tank five. Yeah.
Did you guys see? Did you guys see the new Lost in Space?
That scene too. Oh my gosh! Scene three is from patron VIP Oystein, who wrote, "Hey Kevin, hope all is well with y'all. My previous suggestion was weird, but the same episode culminated in my favorite scene so far, based on a suggestion by Mateo the Healer." It resulted in Craig's fantastic 60 Minutes character. Shout out to both Mateo and Craig. New scene suggestion, box of teeth. What do you got there?
Box of teeth.
Mm-hmm. And yep. Is that all you brought today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm a little low on cash, so I figured right. I should, you know, time to turn in the old box of teeth, as they say.
I appreciate that. But yeah.
How much do you think I can get for it, though?
Well, what we're signing up for here is the new Tesla. And
mm-hmm.
you've designed it online, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Put in the $100 deposit.
Yeah, yep.
So today was just about delivery. And
okay.
And so we're going to need a different form of payment at that.
Different than box of teeth?
Sorry. This ma'am, he came to my mouth like... You not let him take it.
I don't know her. I don't know her.
Into my mouth.
I don't know her. I don't know her.
He
never matter.
He popped me out with a little plunt, a thing in my mouth.
It's called pliers.
Thank
I don't know
you.
Her.
I'm sorry. I'm in so much pain. I can't think of the word for pliers. Wow, I'm bitten everywhere.
Ma'am, can I get you a towel or something?
Yeah, I'll pick a big towel. Biggest one you got.
All right. Fair enough. I'll be right back.
You know what? I'll buy the towel. I'll buy the towel for... How many teeth?
How many teeth gonna give me for free?
How many teeth from your box will you be paying for the towel, sir?
There's got to be about 6,000 in here, so I could.
Yeah.
I probably give it like just like a loose handful for a towel.
Okay, so we're going over some teeth options for you. Mm-hmm. Now, the typical denture has.
Yeah.
Are you going to speak for her?
I kind of have to.
Be a little more clear, because when I go, I just start the men bit, and I get
it's all, yeah. It's all pretty much open wound in
He's
there.
He's my
so.
Son! He's my son!
Okay, okay. Son. Okay. So typically,
he came out of here.
Not her belly button. I didn't come out of her belly button. She keeps on saying that.
She pointed to that.
No anesthesia.
What?
No anesthesia. No needle going in my back.
Do you know the movie or the story of Anastasia?
Okay, listen, the typical
That's
denture
exactly
set.
That's exactly what my birth would like. If you've seen Anastasia, have you seen it all?
We don't come from royalty, Mom, all right?
Okay, so the
but
typical.
Everybody burns in a fire.
Not everybody.
Yes, everyone okay. burns in a fire, Mom, okay? But some word. You know what? This is crazy. You can't just keep on telling people we're from royalty. We're not, okay? We're not.
Okay.
We don't have anything special about us. There's nothing good about us, okay?
I can make you special. Let me show you these. Now, these are brand new. They're actually still in the experimental phase. Now, typically, these dentures have 32 teeth. We understand you had close to 6,000 teeth in your mouth.
Yeah. Normal.
So anyway, these will bite.
Kyle, I'm your brother. The next time you need $100 for a deposit on a Tesla, yep. I'll spot you the money. Don't reach into somebody's mouth and take their teeth.
Well, you could have told me that before. Why didn't you tell me? This is on you now. Why didn't you tell me this? But I could have borrowed $100 from you. You know how many people is 6,000 teeth? Do you know how long it took to find an online conversion website for teeth to dollars? You could have told. You could have saved.
I'm googling teeth to dollars right now.
Yeah,
teeth to dollars. There's one. Teeth to dollars will give you.
Can you dollars. Can you? Oh,
okay, I'm getting a pop-up.
I know a lot of people think gold is where to put your money, but that's dumb as hell. You want to put your money in teeth. Everybody's got teeth. They're just little bones, and those little bones, you make enough of them, they can make a whole bunch.
Teeth to dollars. Teeth to dollars.
I was poor, but then I realized that I have a mouthful of teeth. Well,
I'm going to leave all of these windows open. I'm leaving all of these windows open with all of these ads playing so that you remember that you're responsible for 6,000 teeth not being in mouths.
Okay. But you can't just decide that it's a new form of currency.
Well, I decided I was my own country, didn't I? I could do that, then I could decide I have my own currency.
Yes, you did, Kyle.
Thank you. Yes, now, if you'll excuse me, you are trespassing on sovereign soil.
Generals, I brought you here for a very specific reason. It seems that the nation of Kyle has a resource that we all need, and that is teeth.
When did you say invade, tea? You put in a kettle on?
No, I said teeth.
Teeth.
Kyle has a. Why do we need teeth?
Yeah. We need teeth because we need to chew.
Right.
Yeah, we all got, I'm looking across the table, looks like we've all got a full set.
Well, we're British, we don't all have all of them.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
I think we've proven they're not all necessary, haven't we? All them teeth.
Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe some teas have an ability
now
to unlock.
I think you did just say teas.
I heard teeth.
Yeah. Said teeth.
I said teeth. I specifically said teeth.
You may be, but you're swallowing the last couple of letters there, mate.
Maybe if I had some teeth in the back of my mouth, I wouldn't swallow my tongue.
There we are. Spot on.
But our geneticists have been able to locate a DNA strand that says certain levels of teeth inside the brain were able to unlock special mutations.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said brain teeth. Did everyone else get that?
Well, yeah, I got that.
I heard brain teeth.
That wasn't the craziest thing.
Kyle, let me out of your jail, dude.
You broke the rules of the nation of Kyle.
I didn't return your book. Give me one second.
Do you want to be charged with robbery or treason? Look, I have a war with Britain to deal with right now.
Well, then
I don't have time for you borrowing things and not returning them.
What kind of time am I looking at?
Oh, well, it depends. It depends on, I've got to consult the book.
What about the rest of the people? What are they all here for?
I'm his brother.
That's my brother.
Well, I've been conscripted into his army. I've got to fight the British.
He's
now
a general.
I guess.
Yeah.
Look, I gotta get home, dude.
I'm an accountant.
Well, you're a general now, and you know what? Well, you're gonna stay in this prison as a political prisoner, or you can come out and join the army of the nation of Kyle.
I'll join the army.
Yes! Yes!
No, that's not exciting for me.
It's exciting for me. I have more troops now to fight Britain with. So, here's your monthly ration of wages.
These are chippies.
Yes. Yes, they're chippies. Don't eat too many of them at once or your stomach will explode.
Okay, so...
That's not nearly enough chippies for a month.
So, what's the plan? Us three are going to go fight?
Yes. Us three as the nation of Kyle. Here, put this uniform on. As the nation of Kyle... Wait, no, actually, I like that. That's my favorite T-shirt. Give me that one back. I'm going to give you this one. This is the uniform. This one's the uniform. No, not that shirt.
Old
no.
Navy?
Old Navy. You know what? This is the army of Old Navy. Kyle's okay. Old Navy army.
I see you're getting upset. I just have one last question.
You know what? Is the T word? Am I about to say the T word? Am I about to say treason?
No. Treason? No. No questions, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, go... fight Britain with me.
Apparently, they've got an army and a navy.
They're a bit.
I don't know how.
They're a bit ahead of us, then, aren't they?
But the word on the street, the navy is old. So
no, that's good. We can beat geezers. Come on.
Now, where some of our spies have some information on, it looks like two of the top generals.
Right. Are you putting a kettle on?
What?
It looks like you're putting a kettle on. I'd like some Earl Grey if you're doing that, please.
Anyone else? Earl Grey?
I'll take a spot of tea and a biscuit. All right.
Anyone else?
I'll go for some Pearl Gay.
All right.
Nice.
It's Cockney rhyming
nice. Slang. All right. Yes.
For Darjeeling.
No. Very good. Very good.
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Anyone else?
Cracking on.
All right.
Nah, that's it.
Okay, now that we've inserted the dentures, I have a mirror here for you. Now, I just want to say before you look at yourself.
Uh-huh.
Not you. I'm talking to your mom.
She can't. I don't know if she can talk yet, okay?
Okay, well, it's true. Her mouth is wrapped. She's going to look different, okay? We couldn't fit all 6,000 of the dentures in there.
What?
Just go with me here for a second. Let me start unraveling this gauze. It's still your mom. It's still the same old person, right? The one who loves you, the one who gave birth to you. She's still there.
Yeah, I don't think teeth change that.
Exactly. Great. We're on the same page. Perfect. Okay, now let me just cut off this bandage here. Okay.
Jeez, there's a lot of blood on those bandages.
Let me just get this weed whacker going real quick.
Hey, that's mine.
Oh, sorry, Steve. Okay. So before mom? You look, how do you feel?
Oh, my God, Mom.
It feels so strange to have just these teeth in my mouth.
So that shouldn't affect the way you speak.
Mom, you're back.
Wow, this is a lot less teeth than I am used to. You know, okay. I don't know if my son filled the form out right. We are from royalty after all, but I should have 6,000 teeth in my mouth. This feels like 26.
That's about right. So say this with me. Say diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
Why? Diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
I need your mom to say that. We're calibrating her mouth.
What?
Diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
Okay, see, we got to just
shot a couple top out.
Okay, so let me put that back
in here.
Okay. Oh. All right, thank you. All right, now say this. Say, unique New York.
Unique New York.
Listen, if you say another word, sir, I will remove all of your mom's teeth and your teeth and sell them on the black market for a really good profit. Hey. You understand that?
Okay. Look, here is a really good profit. I just need
thank you.
I just need to take these teeth with me, and you have done a great service to the nation of Kyle today, sir. I'm sorry. We need to use names. Don't need to use names.
No names. Okay, so there you go. Okay, this is a really good profit.
Yes. Well, these are really good teeth.
Okay, listen, I know we said no names, but you said the nation of Kyle.
Yes, the nation of Kyle.
Tell me more.
Oh, would you like, you know what? I have a brochure about the army of the nation of Kyle. We also have a navy as well.
Okay.
How do you feel about uniforms?
I love them.
You can rifle through my closet, pull any uniform you want, and you will be a lieutenant general in the nation of Kyle. The thing is, we are at war with Britain right now.
Okay. What size army do you have right now?
Medium. But we're looking at a double XL pretty soon.
So you're saying there's room for growth?
That's right. You sound like a Kylian.
Where do I sign?
The thing is, I don't remember anything before being in the nation of Kyle or in the army of Kyle. So how did I just wake up into it? Like, what was my life before? That's why I'm saying this is a stimulation.
Right.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude, that's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. Yes. I remember the same thing. I remember coming over. Kyle said, come over. We're going to smoke this fat blunt. And I was like, let's do it. So, and I got in there.
That's your first memory?
Yeah. And then I got there. And then
Boom. I'm in some Old Navy khakis. So
attention.
Attention.
Okay, soldiers. Looking good. Looking good. I'm going to brief you with today's activities. We're going to be doing some training.
And look around, man. Everybody is completely erect. This is a stimulation.
Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Somebody brief me quick.
Now, as you know, we are fighting today.
Yes.
Ooh.
Did you know that? Did you know today was the fight day?
Ready to fight.
No, I didn't.
Shit.
I guess that it probably would
you
be.
Guessed, but, yeah. Dude, you made me stay up all night last night with you. What the fuck? I wish I got some sleep.
Now look to your left.
Okay.
And look hello. To your right.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Oh, hello.
Oh, your other right.
I'm looking to okay. my...
I fall for that every time.
The people you're looking at, well, some won't be coming home.
What does that mean, sir?
We're in a circle.
Some of you will be dying today. Oh, but you will be dying for the nation of Kyle.
If there you were to guess a number or a percentage, how many will die?
You're dying. You're going to die.
Shit. Shit. None of us are really going to die because it's a fucking stimulation.
Now, before we get started, we're all just going to smoke this fat blunt together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Hell yeah. Pass this around.
That's why I came here, dude.
Right, there you go. Good. And now blow it into your partner's mouth.
You're going to shotgun it.
And then you blow it into there and wait, go hold in up, the circle.
I just inhaled. I can't.
Oh, God.
I can't God. Inhale when I
blow. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Animal crackers.
God.
I coughed it out.
That's fine. That's fine. It's in your system.
Is this
on the next episode of Lost in Space.
Yeah, we're going to get out of here. We got to find these rocks.
Then that is our show. I don't know how many of my alchemists have ever seen this photo. This is what, you know, we all know that we have, getting back to teeth, as babies and children, we have that second level of teeth that when a tooth falls out, a new one comes in. But have you ever thought how that system actually works? Well, this is the answer.
That honestly turned my stomach.
Chill teeth.
What's crazy to me is like that's
preloaded.
That's a kid, man.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's a kid's skull. How about for not everyone was it disgusting because it was a child's skull? It was actually the stacking of teeth.
The stacking of teeth.
There's no not seeing that now. Sorry. Not so. I want to thank you all. Very, very much. Starting with the still disgusted Caroline Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting some emails on some fanship for Cotter Core, and there's been some questions as to whether you're really upset.
In general?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I didn't want to assume, but said.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Respect. That tracks.
Yeah.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
For being here today. There were some laughs. We had some fun. I know just that's difficult.
A few, yeah, but I don't like it, but yeah.
Mark Agliardi.
Yes.
Last time we were texting, you were in Rome, Italy.
Yeah, I was.
Are you going back? What's happening?
I don't know. Maybe. Well, right. We'll see. We'll see what Rome's. We'll see what. We'll see if Rome gets its act together.
I guess I'm asking if you pissed off the Pope enough to.
Oh, not nearly enough. Well, enough for his taste, but not enough for mine.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's the correct answer.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here. And also, folks are writing about their love of Urine Hal's podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
We got this with Mark and Hal on the Maximum Fun Network.
There we go.
Yeah.
And continue listening to that, those of you who are, and please do give it a listen. Chris Alvarado.
Hey, thank you for having me. I want to quickly shout out somebody on Reddit, the Alchemy This Pod Reddit, Scully Cat, who seems to be upset with me that I don't know more about Star Wars.
Sure.
And then I said, hey, I don't know about that stuff. And then he said something to the effect of like, or she said, I don't know if it's a guy or girl, or however they identify. They said, it's okay. You can be uncultured if you want.
Uncultured.
Wow.
So then I responded with a Jar Jar Binks quote, you know, to say like, is this what you mean by culture? And I don't know. I just want to say, Scully Cat, I got no problems with you. No problems. Star Wars is fine, I'm sure. I haven't seen it. I've seen pieces of it. I don't know a lot. And that's okay, too. That's okay, too.
Yep.
That's it. I'm just saying, truce.
Well, we appreciate the communication. I think thank better you. Things come from an effort to communicate.
That's so right.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you to everyone on Reddit. And I, by everyone, I mean a few people.
Yeah.
Joey Greer?
You know it. I'm on TikTok now.
Okay.
And God bless Chim Chum.
Yep.
You go check me out. I'm doing like really breakthrough work, real artistic shit.
It's and weird that you would be the person to define that it's breakthrough shit.
Yeah, well, you know, someone has to. Michelangelo, I'm sure, was the first person to go after he finished painting the Mona Lisa. Go, damn, that's legit.
You Mikey, know what I mean? Mikey Angelo, are we talking about?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, if you know him, it's Mike. Krakowski.
If anyone's looking to increase their pop culture fluency, I'd recommend the documentary Val.
Oh, I just watched it last night.
So good. About Val Kilmer, he's got home. Movie and video footage dating back to his childhood, and it's fascinating. It's really well put together.
Who
and just a great look at an interesting actor.
Who put it together?
I don't know, but you can watch it on Amazon Prime.
It's so good. It's so good.
So is Amazon Prime. Terrific people.
Amazon Prime.
Love them all. Very, very supportive, loving people. All right, well, that's our show for today. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Let's thank our engineer to the stars and producer, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain. Bain.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia. Please be kind to each other. We'd love to hear from you, so please continue to write to us and tell everyone you've ever met. And, yeah, write a review and write some sort of comment if you're on the Reddit. We'd love to hear how you and Chris are getting on. Until next time.
How come he is?